punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Currently it's 79 degrees outside. It's wet in this country. How's that for a forecast? Greg Hartman with Beckham County, Zach Henderson with Custer County, OSU Extension officers are in the red room with me today. If you have any questions for them today while they're in here, you can text in to the hotline. I call it the hotline. It's the 96.5 KECO text line at 580-225-9697. 225-9697 if you have any questions for those guys while they're here today. On the other side of the break, we will be talking about what's happening in our counties with wheat harvest, with gardening, fruit trees, the whole nine yards. So it's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
Hi, I'm Randy Renner on First Oklahoma Ag, improving soybean farmer profitability. Here's Michael Clements.
USB Vice Chair and New York soybean farmer Ralph Lott says they'll review and approve proposals that drive preference for U.S. soybeans.
The Soy Checkoff 78 farmer leaders have been working for months to review, score, and discuss hundreds of proposals across marketing, research, and promotion. We evaluate projects geared toward addressing the farmer's most pressing needs relating to whole soybeans, soybean meal, soybean oil, and sustainability. These projects all share a common goal, delivering a better soybean to maximize profit opportunities for U.S. soybean farmers.
Investments made by the Soy Checkoff pay off for farmers by increasing the value and quality of their soybeans.
We've made investments in research that strengthens soybean production, improves protein meal quality, and develops new industrial use of soybeans. We've been promoting the sustainability of U.S. soy, and then we've invested in infrastructure research, planning, analysis, and design to drive a dredging project on the lower Mississippi River. It's saving farmers 13 cents a bushel on the freight, and it's bringing an additional $461 million in revenue to U.S. soybean farmers.
Future investments include a soy-based concrete durability enhancer for roads and bridges, testing of a drought-tolerant soybean germplasm, and continued soy quality surveys.
What that means is that the University of Minnesota sends out packets to farmers, and then we collect samples, and the samples are sent back to the university. Then the university analyzes those samples for oil and protein, and then those results are sent back to the farmers and also sent to end users that may want a bean that has high oil content or else has high protein content. And the goal is to make informed decisions around product improvement.
Keep up with the latest news from the United Soybean Board at unitedsoybean.org. Michael Clements reporting.
This is First Oklahoma Ag.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
With macular degeneration, you lose your central vision.
You have a blind spot right in the center of your face, so I can't actually see your face.
So even that little circle in which I could see became a big blur.
I was 65 when I first was diagnosed with glaucoma.
There were no symptoms. I had no headaches.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
You lose mobility, independence, changes your entire life.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
My husband tells me that I have beautiful brown eyes, and I don't want to lose that.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
The Department of Agriculture's quarterly grain stocks report, released with the June 30th acreage report, shows sharp declines in corn and soybean stocks. Corn stocks totaled 4.11 billion bushels, down 18% from the same time a year ago. On-farm corn stocks down 39%, but off-farm stocks were up 11%. Soybeans stored totaled 767 million bushels, down 44% From a year ago, on-farm soybean stocks down 65%, off-farm stocks down 27%. On-farm all wheat stocks were down 38%, off-farm stocks down 12%. Durham wheat stored totaled 27.5 million bushels, down 34% from a year ago. On-farm stocks were down 24%, while off-farm stocks were down 42%. The grain stocks and acreage reports sent corn, soybean, and wheat markets sharply higher.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our safety. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
That's Check Ag News. Have a great day. Greg Merrick, First Oklahoma Ag.
Today in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Yep, I'm back. Welcome to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KCO. Current temperature is 79 degrees, humidity 67, dew point 67. Says not available on wind. Last time I was out there, there wasn't any wind, so it's muggy out there. Forecast for tomorrow looks like 20% chance of rain, high of 84, so it doesn't look like a bad start to the holiday weekend. Well, today in the Red Room, I have Greg Hartman, Beckham County OSU Extension Officer, Zach Henderson, Custer County Extension Officer, OSU Extension Officer. Let me get that right. Didn't want to make you sound like you're a parole officer or something. Anyway, welcome to Today in Ag, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
Certainly good to be here.
And I appreciate you guys being here. Well, you guys at OSU Extension Offices in each county are full of information, whether it's got to do with crops, forage, hay testing, but you also have a lot to do with gardening and fruit trees and stuff like that. What's going on in July, Mr. Greg?
Certainly, we can just start off with maybe a few gardening tips for July as we move through the month of July. Normally, you'd think that we need to think about watering a lot of our plants right now, and certainly that's not the case today. Depending on where you live, I'm sure everybody's got plenty of rain right now.
Have you ever seen anything like this?
Not in my lifetime.
Me neither.
This kind of goes back against what happened in 2011 where it never rained at all. So,
none.
It's amazing. My granddad always used to tell me this land can promise you the least and give you the most if we just have some timely rains.
Well, my father-in-law told me that his dad always told him he'd rather for it to be us to be waiting for it to dry out than to get wet.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, so.
Hate that blowing sand, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, and I have it.
You know, a lot of our lawns right now are doing well. Normally, we would talk about need more water for them, but certainly they've got plenty of water right now. A person might be thinking about fertilization. Fertilization of your lawns with the nitrogen application is good through the month of July and probably into the first couple of days of August. Probably wouldn't want to fertilize much after about the 15th because that could cause lots of problems, and that's certainly another program that we can come and talk about some other time. That's always important. Mower height is something I get a lot of questions on. Certainly, as people are mowing tremendously more right now because of all the water, they think they want to get that mower deck a little bit lower. I would urge you to keep that up. To make sure that you don't scalp those yards because, you know as well as I do, it's going to get dry, it's going to get hot, the sun's going to come out, and it's going to scald some of those yards. So leave enough of that to forage up on top where it kind of shades some of your crowns there where they don't get sunburned or sun scald. And that's always important to raise that mower up. And if you've not already done so, make sure that you sharpen those blades because just the dull blades tearing across the top of those knolls or those blades of grass can leave them open for some diseases. So that would be one thing that I would say in the yard that would probably be important as you go through the month of July right now.
You said something earlier before the show started about fruit trees and right? Fruit trees by itself, or was there something else we was talking
it
about?
It was in particular peach trees.
Peach trees, yeah.
Our fruit and nut specialist sent out an email yesterday that I found pretty intriguing. It showed some photos of some of the research peach trees that they've been working on, and the peaches were swollen up and splitting apart,
from the water.
That's just the excessive water. I mean, like you guys just mentioned, I mean, we're in a, you know, we keep getting these 100-year, 1,000-year events. I think we're all getting kind of tired of them at this point. But
yeah, it can get. We're not going to complain, but it is wet.
Yes.
And, hey, if you're just now joining us, you're listening to 96.5 KECO. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, and I have Greg Hartman and Zach Henderson in here from Custer and Beckham County OSU Extension offices. If you just joined us, that's who we're talking about. Greg, let's talk some bugs. How's the vegetable gardeners doing?
Well, if you missed the plague of grasshoppers, you were very, very lucky this year. Nobody hardly did. Certainly, that has been a hot topic over the last couple weeks, the amount of grasshoppers that we've had coming in. Certainly, homeowners, the best way to contain those is there's a product called Tempo, T-E-M-P-O, that you can buy. You can mix that up yourself, send your two-gallon sprayers, spray that on your bedding plants, spray that on your trees, spray it in the borders of your yard to try to keep the grasshoppers away. It's an excellent insecticide, does a great job.
And it's safe.
Very, very safe.
Yep.
But with that safety, people need to understand it only lasts about 10 to 14 days. And so certainly at about 10 days, you need to start scouting those areas where you see the grasshoppers come in and probably give another application to keep the grasshoppers off, because they really like to eat on lots of our forage plants, especially in our homeowners' gardens and also in the bedding plants in landscape. So certainly stay after those grasshoppers. As we mentioned, we're seeing a few fruiting worms coming into some of our peaches. As Zach mentioned, they're swelling, they're opening up, they're busting open. It's an easy excess way to be in there. We're seeing some of those fruiting worms get into some of our tomatoes. We're even seeing, not necessarily an insect, but blossom rot on a lot of our squash. I've gotten lots of calls on squash, the excessive amount of water we've had, which limits the calcium uptake of those plants, and they start to just rot on the bottom because tomatoes and squash, they like to have some moisture, but they don't like their feet to be wet all the time.
Right.
And because of that, they're unable to take up all the nutrients they need to make that a really nice yellow-neck squash or a beautiful red tomato. They're getting a lot of blossom rot on the end. And so certainly watch those things, and that'll certainly correct itself as we start to dry off and get a little bit warmer.
Zach, I showed you a picture of, we've concluded probably it was a fruit worm and a tomato plant, a tomato that I had. But with all this water, I've got 90 tomato plants, and I've noticed a lot of stem rot. Is that, and so is there some method you guys like to use? I put Epsom salt on my plants for that, but I've heard there's actually a calcium, because it's calcium deficiency, and you touched on it. Is there something on the calcium that eggshells, I've heard broken up dry eggshells, and there's also some products probably in Atwoods or any of our stores that you can put that calcium back in those tomato plants?
Sure. I'm a relatively new agent. Some of these garden questions are a little over my head.
That's why I ask you. I want to have some fun in here.
Absolutely, yeah. So, yeah,
Since I found out you was my neighbor.
I always learn something new every day in this job.
I noticed a lot of stem rot on my tomatoes. But with all this rain, you know, even if you fertilized, it's just there's just nothing you can do about it. Things got to calm back down. You got to get back to normal. But we're going to be right back after this break. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Good day, folks. I'm Calvin Wright with Beef Industry News. And coming up, the U.S. Senate Ag Chair talking about cattle market concentration and the need for more capacity. More in a moment.
Cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. That's why you battle resistant weeds with guts and determination. BASF helps you win with the most effective in-season weed control program on the market. The powerhouse trio of Ingenia, Liberty, and Outlook are best-in-class post-herbicides, each with a different mode of action, so weeds don't stand a chance. Protect your calling at cottonweedcontrol.com. Ingenia, Liberty, and Outlook herbicides, made for this. Ingenia Herbicide is a U.S. EPA-restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label directions.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the Ford F-Series for everyone. America's best-selling trucks for 44 years straight. Because the trucks of the future are built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2020 calendar year total sales. Visit your Oklahoma Ford dealer to take advantage of great offers available now on Ford F-150, Ranger, and Super Duty. Choose from low financing and big cash rebates. See your best in Oklahoma Ford dealer today.
Lawmakers could take a stance of more capacity and not more regulation when it comes to dealing with cattle market concentration or the divergent cattle and beef prices. U.S. Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow says the dramatic differences in opinion were heard during a recent hearing concerning high beef prices for major packers and the low prices for small producers. But some might ask if the answer is more regulation or more competition.
I also think it's important to look at what Secretary Vilsack is doing. We had given him dollars to address the supply chain issues in the Recovery Act. He's looking at how to support small processors, regional processors, and so on. And so we need more resiliency, more competition in the marketplace.
Vilsack recently announced a $55 billion grant program to extend and help plants qualify for federal inspection or state approval for interstate shipping.
The Day in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Yeah! What? The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. No, I can't even imitate that guy. Well, welcome back. I have a Greg Hartman with Beckham County, Zach Henderson with Custer County, OSU Extension offices, and Greg, let's talk cattle.
Certainly, as we move into the month of July, most people have already started or are trying to work those spring-born calves, and so certainly a vaccination program, if you've gotten with your veterinarian and tried to get some protocols put in there, for that is always important. We still get lots of calls on blackleg problems. Believe it or not, there's still some producers that don't feel like blackleg is a problem out here. And certainly with the damper, more wet type of soils we see, air we see, that's going to saturate our soils. We're going to see a little bit more of that along with foot rot, but that's another issue that we could talk into itself for several minutes on just foot rot.
Too dry for that.
Do what?
Too dry for that.
Yeah, probably too dry for foot rot. So anyway,
I caught him off guard.
Yeah, you did. I wasn't thinking about that. But there's always things about your calves, you know, and you need to think about the added value that you have in your calves. Are you ability to financially and infrastructure to keep those calves through the summer and into the fall and sell them as pre-vac calves, maybe in the fall to different sales, or do you not have that, your cash flow? There's a lot of variables to look at that, but certainly a guy needs to be thinking about that. And along with working those cattle, we're seeing lots and lots of flies. It seemed like we had the what I like to call the perfect storm in April and May because it was a little bit cooler there, and we had a lot of those flies really hatch out, huge populations. Horn flies and stable flies are probably the two flies that give agriculture animals the most fits. Those horn flies, they're kind of out there in those wet manure paddies that we see, and certainly with all the wet weather we've had, humid weather, they've done really, really well. They're really the most problematic right now, and certainly a threshold would be if you have a bull out there, a cow, about 200 on them, that is kind of your threshold to know whether you need to be putting some Purons on them, or if you haven't already done some fly tags, it's time to be doing that. Certainly those stable flies, you find those maybe around where you've fed hay. It's rotted there. It's wet and moist. If you want to get rid of that, just take a piece of equipment or something and drag through that, dry that ground out, and those stable flies will leave away. And certainly as we move into the hot weather, you know we're going to get in July and August, those stable flies will leave and there won't be such a problem with them. So certainly cattle comfort is important. It's been proven statistically and also through data from Oklahoma State that cattle can lose a lot of weight trying to keep those flies off of them. Those horn flies, it's been shown that they'll feed 25 times throughout the day on a cow. And
that's crazy.
If they're just trying to bat things off and stomp and switch the tail and productivity goes down, milk quality goes down, milk production goes down, so everything is bad when you have flies.
Yeah, because if the cattle are not happy, they're not producing.
That's right, and they don't make you happy then.
And they don't make me happy because I hate flies more than any person in the world.
And
I
they're
hate
bad,
them.
Bad right now.
Especially when I'll wreck a truck trying to kill one inside my truck. Dude. I'm that bad. Well, Greg, that was great information. Zach? Let's talk wheat harvest.
Okay.
We got some fresh numbers in today.
I've got some numbers. They're from Custer County. Okay. I've called around to most of the co-ops, and I've wrote up a write-up for our paper. We're a little on the light side this year. That's due to several different factors. You know, I know it's hard to believe with how much rain we've had that we were dry at one point. In April, when we really needed a shot of rain, we just couldn't get it. And we just dry and windy. And
it's funny you said that because I don't remember his name. I got it wrote down in my book. But the gentleman that runs the elevator at Clinton, you know who he is? He told me, he said, man, we was one shower away from a bumper crop.
We were. In March, I was very, very encouraged. I was looking at my test plots. I've got two test plots, one at near Butler and one on Arapahoe Road out there in Custer County. And, you know, it's funny. In Custer County, the old ag agent told me 183 is a perfect divider line for about 10 inches of rain. Once you get towards Weatherford and Thomas,
they get
a lot more rain.
I cuss them all the time.
They get quite a bit more rain than the western part of the county, and it really shows in the crop. But whenever we look at, like, over towards Butler, we were averaging about 25 to 30 bushels, and you get over towards Thomas, it got a little better. In that more 40 to 45 range. One thing that really saved it was the price. I mean, our price is off the charts this year.
And the test
weights are excellent. Yeah, we were getting between 60, 65 test weight.
And then I didn't know it till this year that because my crops, all I do is make hay. I don't believe in combines.
Yeah.
And so, but when I worked at K&D Farm and Ranch at Foss, you know, we had 5,000 acres of wheat ground basically.
Sure.
I took the wheat in all the time. Never did protein tests. And then when we went on harvest in Kansas, they always did protein tests. I didn't know they were doing them in Oklahoma now.
Right.
And the protein, if your protein tested such and such, you get more money for your buck here now.
Right.
I learned something in the last couple of weeks. So anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
But yeah, that's about what we're looking at. I mean, like I said, the price has really saved us this year. I mean, unfortunately, just between the different factors of, like I said, that late freeze that we got, we didn't get a good shot there in April when we really needed it. It unfortunately trailed the crop off.
Greg, so, did you have some numbers on for statewide?
Yeah, it looks like they're going to estimate that we're still going to be about 105 million bushels produced this year in Oklahoma. And certainly, you know, as they started off the harvest down around Walters in that area, it didn't look really great. But as we've gotten up into the northern part, you're getting to the Panhandle, Covington, Douglas, those guys up in that way, north of Enid, because of that cool weather and some wet weather, extra moisture we had, they've really feel really good up there, and so their test weights are good, and their proteins have even gone up a little bit here lately too. So it started off maybe looking like we weren't going to have a real good harvest, but as it's ended up in northern Oklahoma, and as they get into Kansas, it looks like it's going to be pretty nice
pretty
harvest.
Nice. And these rains coming in, I read that report up in the Panhandle. Their test weights were already starting to slightly go down because of the rain, but they're at a complete standstill right now. I mean, it's good. Hey, I got a couple of questions in on the hotline.
All right.
Okay, let's
try them. The first one is, I planted blue stem grass seed, and now the foxtail are taking over. What can I do?
That's a tough one. That's
new grass.
Yeah, that would be a tough one. We would probably, if you could send your name and number in or call us at our office or at Zach's office, either one, we could visit with you a little bit more. My office number is 580-928-2139. Zach, your number?
Our number over at Custer County is 580-323-2291. You can also always email us. Mine is zach.henderson@okstate.edu.
Great. Well, and I was going to ask you guys that here in a minute anyway before I let you guys go.
We'll
answered my question, but we'll say it again. One more question. This ain't a question. This guy recommends putting Bravo on your tomatoes for fungus. I hadn't heard that.
Don't know about the label on that there. Yeah, so I would not want to give out any information that you might ought to read the label on that to make sure.
We're going to do our homework on that and get back with you
later.
That's
correct.
Hey, thanks for texting in.
That's what I was going to say is, you know, if there's something we can't answer, I'm sure Greg has said this, we've got access to Oklahoma State. We've got access to some of the smartest ag minds in the entire world.
So we can
get your answer, your question answered. Absolutely.
Well, gentlemen, thanks for spending your Friday lunch hour with me. And I appreciate you guys coming in. If you just joined in here just a little bit ago, Greg Hartman with Beckham County, Zach Henderson with Custer County, OSU Extension offices have been here with me. And one more time, Greg, what's your number to get a hold of it, Sarah, if they got any questions?
580-928-2139. I also work part-time in Ouachita County, and that number is 580-832-3356.
And Zach, you're new. You've been here, what, a year?
Not a year. I've been here for about 10 months.
So you got two counties yet?
Yeah. No, just Custer. Not yet.
I'm razzing you, man. So what's the number, Zach, to get a hold of you?
Our number over in Custer County is 580-323-2291. And like I said, you can always email me at zach.henderson@okstate.edu.
Guys, I appreciate you coming in, and hope you'll come back after this one. Zach, you might not. He's like, oh, my.
Pleasure to be here.
I'm happy to be here.
We'll see you guys. I'll be right back after this break. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
Beef Breakeven, your daily look at the cattle industry. Brought to you by Blue and Gold Sausage, serving Oklahoma's fundraising needs for 50 years.
If you're like most people these days, you're busy. You don't have time to sit in traffic on the way to a Social Security office and then wait in line for your number to be called. That's why we want to help you make the most of your time when you need to do business with Social Security. If you need to reach us by phone, you can call 1-800-772-1213. We can answer specific questions from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can expect a shorter wait if you call after Tuesday. Automated phone service is available 24 hours a day. The fastest and most convenient way to do business with Social Security is online at www.socialsecurity.gov. From planning to applying for benefits, there's so much you can do at www.socialsecurity.gov. That's www.socialsecurity.gov.
Good day, folks. I'm Calvin Wright. Beef Breakeven. You know, small local and regional producers help fill food gaps during the brunt of the COVID-19 pandemic, but some of them now are telling Congress that they need a lot more help, especially after grocery store shelves were restocked. They helped meet the need when others couldn't, and the grocery shelves were empty.
We had record sales through the months of March 2020 and also April 2020. Store shelves were empty. We ramped up dealing with livestock.
Indiana niche market livestock producer Jonathan Shannon, who, like New York grower Tiana Kennedy, saw losses as commercial markets recovered.
This year, once the pandemic is sort of easing off, everybody goes back to business as normal and forgets that last year they were depending on us.
Kennedy and Shannon told a U.S. House Ag panel that they need more USDA technical and grant help. Shannon says favored large producers for years.
We believe that services were mostly offered and benefited large row crop or large livestock operations and did not help small producers.
Barry Cooper with the Georgia Organic Peanut Association says that changed, though sometime during the pandemic.
The reduced cost share requirement through COVID-19 relief funding made the opportunity within reach during a time of production bottleneck. In the regular value-added producer process, recipients have to spend money for a 50% reimbursement. This can require significant cash flow that can be limiting.
Now, Cooper urged the panel to consider permanent reduced cost share grants for small co-ops and beginning and socially disadvantaged producers.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Dang right. Let's talk ag. That's what we do here. Welcome back to Today in Ag. The weather actually looks pretty good temperature-wise for July. We all know we're wet around here, and we love it. We're not complaining. But the forecast shows for today is going to be a high of 82. I wanted to say 92. It's July. It's supposed to be 90. Anyway, 40% chance of rain today. Low tonight, 67. High tomorrow, 84. 20% chance of rain. High Sunday, 85. 30% chance of rain. And Monday, 83 degrees and a chance of thunderstorms. We've got a chance of thunderstorms, slight chance, not as heavy as they have been all the way through next Wednesday. Current temperature is 79 degrees. Well, wheat harvest, we talked about it earlier, but I'm going to go over it. Wheat harvest is 87% complete in Oklahoma, 99% complete in the main part of the state. But harvest in the panhandle is at 55%, and it is on a hold right now because of rain delays. Average yields have been 40 to 60 bushels across the state. Test weights have been 60 pounds plus per bushel. Test weights are slowly dropping because of the rain. Hopefully monsoon season ends pretty quick so our neighbors in the panhandle can get back to it. Hobart Livestock Auction had their sale Wednesday. Steers weighing anywhere from $700 to $799, brought $136 per hundred weight. Heifers weighing $600 to $699, brought $130 per hundred weight. Butcher cows over 1,000 pounds brought 55 to 65 cents per pound. Don't miss their sale next Wednesday. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction at Clinton will be closed Monday. Hey, there's a Jimmy tip of the day. Don't show up at Clinton with a trailer full of cattle Sunday or Monday because there won't be nobody there to load them out for you. We're going to be right back after this break. You're listening to Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
Hey, folks, Calvin Wright, First Oklahoma Ag, and let's check the midday markets Friday. Live cattle, August down 95, 122.62. October down 52 at 128.72. Feeder cattle, August up 52, 156.85. September up 22, 159.30. Lean hogs, July down 52, 106.77. August down 105, 99.25. July corn down 18, 3 quarters, 701. September down 5 and a half, 596 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat, July down 18 at 613 and a half. September down 18 and a quarter, 620. Chicago wheat, July down 13, 645 and a half. September down 13 and a quarter, 652 and a quarter. October cotton up 65 points, 87.14. December up 107, 86.97. July soybeans up 5 and 3 quarters, 1452 and a half. August up 5, 1434, 3 quarters. Crude oil, August down 4 pennies, 75.19. September down 1 cent, 74.32. We'll check cattle auction numbers in a moment.
Cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. That's why you battle resistant weeds with guts and determination. BASF helps you win with the most effective in-season weed control program on the market. The powerhouse trio of Ingenia, Liberty, and Outlook are best-in-class post-herbicides, each with a different mode of action, so weeds don't stand a chance. Protect your calling at cottonweedcontrol.com. Ingenia, Liberty, and Outlook herbicides. Made for this. Ingenia herbicide is a U.S. EPA-restricted use pesticide. Always read and follow label directions.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the freshest lineup of SUVs in America for everyone. Because the SUVs of the future aren't built for a few. They're built for America. Ford SUVs, drive one today. Based on AutoSource Incorporated data obtained on 10-5-20. Visit your Oklahoma Ford dealer to take advantage of great offers available now on Ford Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Choose from low financing and big cash rebates. See your best in Oklahoma Ford dealer today.
Southern Oklahoma Livestock Auction, ADA, final numbers July 1st. Slaughter cattle this week, 255. Last reported, 159. Last year, 103. Replacement cattle this week, 287. Last reported, 224. Last year, 95. Compared to last week, slaughter cows sold steady to a dollar higher. Slaughter bulls sold mostly steady. Demand good for all classes. Quality good with few attractive.
total of 542 cows and bulls sold, 47% going to packers. Oklahoma City West El Reno market, final numbers from June 29th. Feeder cattle this week, 5,790. Last reported, 9,967. Last year, 8,295. Compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers sold $3 to $5 lower. Demand moderate.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. For sale last Tuesday, June the 29th, we sold 554 cows, bulls, and calves. Thursday, June the 24th, we sold 3,565 calves and feeders for a total of 4,119 cows for the week. No sale Tuesday, July the 6th, but we will be back for Thursday, July the 8th. Tuesday, better killing cows bring 70 up to 8,150, with our thin cows bringing 48 to 65.5, bulls brought 87.5 to 97.50. 5 to 8-year-old bred cows, 900 to 1125, with our 9 and older bred cows bring 1,000. Better 2 to 4-year-old pairs, 1375 to 1575, with our 5 to 8-year-old pairs, 1150 to 1300. Small Angus bulls to breed, 12 months old, bring 1500 to 1700. Otter steer cattle, 350 to 4 weight steers, 170 to 174, 5 to 550, 155 to 166, 6 to 650, 151 to 162, 7 to 750 steers, 140 up to 153.5. 8 to 8:50, 137 to 147.50, whether 9 to 9:50 steers, 128 up to 140, 1,000 to 1,050 pound steers, 123.50 to 134.5, and 11 to 11:50 steers, 120 to 121. Honor heifers, 350 to 4 weight heifers, 147 to 164, 5 to 5:50, 130 to 151.75, 6 to 6:50, 135 to 147, 7 to 7:50, 136 to 142, 8 to 8:50, 125 to 133.75, 9 to 9:50, 111 to 126. And 1,050 pound heifers, 113.50 to 115.5. No sale Tuesday, July the 6th, but we will be back on Thursday, July the 8th. Hope you have a great 4th of July weekend and be thankful for all the freedoms we have. Thanks again, Jerry Nine and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Well, actually, I like talking about everything, not just ag. I've heard that anyway, because I got a big mouth. Welcome back to Today. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Well, it's been a wet couple weeks, and I know you ranchers and farmers are chomping at the bit to get back in the field. But enjoy this rain and cooler weather while you can, guys. Monday, Dr. Daryl Peel will be on Today in Ag with me. You don't want to miss this show. It's going to be on a touchy subject. Beef producers and packers. And I've did a lot of research, and this guy's straightforward, and he's got his facts straight. So I can't wait for this interview. Well, happy 4th of July. Have a great day, and God bless.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
As country as it gets.
KECO.
All right, here are your Sonic Crave cheeseburgers. Enjoy.
They used to call me Sir Sauce back in the day.
You know what?
Sir Sauce.
You know what?
You know.
Will is the sauciest
guy they know. Well, when I used to date your auntie, she said I was saucy.
It's all about the sauce and the Sonic Crave cheeseburger, made with the new Sonic Crave sauce, an all-beef patty, melty cheese, and crunchy pickles. Try one for half price when you order online or in the app. Add-ons extra, limit one, not good with other offers at participating Sonic drive-ins for a limited time.
JC Cowboys is open every weekend with live music all summer long. Come in and register to win our JC's You Later Beach giveaway. Airline tickets for 2, 4 days and 3 nights in a condo at Orange Beach and $500 in spending cash. Drawing during the Dean Jackson performance, August 7th. See official rules and sign up to receive email updates and promotions at jccowboys.net.
The good times are here waiting for you at JC Cowboys. Come on.
Rodeos are a big deal in Texas. In Canadian, they're going to rope and ride while they celebrate independence. The 133rd annual 4th of July Rodeo in Canadian is Thursday through Saturday, July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Bareback riding, saddle bronc riding, ranch bronc riding, bull riding, plus steer wrestling, ladies breakaway roping, ladies barrel racing, tie down calf roping, and team roping. Plus, there's mutton busting for the kids. Fun begins at 7 o'clock each night. Cost is $10 for adults, kids 6 to 12 years old $5, and children under 6 get in free. Then after the rodeo on Friday and Saturday night, stick around for some fantastic live music. the opening act both nights, Mitchell Ford and the Volunteers. And then the Tyler Wilhelm Band will perform. Cost is $10 per person. If you like rodeos, if you like music, and if you like having fun, make your way to Canadian, Texas, July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. It's the 4th of July Rodeo, 7 o'clock each night.
Join us at Pioneer Cellular and get 6 months of freedom. This means that your service is free for the rest of the year. From June 21st to July 2nd, come into one of our stores and get the freedom that you deserve. The offer extends to our current customers, too. Add a line to any of our plans and get that new line service free for 6 months. Join in on 6 months of freedom by visiting a Pioneer Cellular location or calling 800-641-2732. Other restrictions and fees may apply.
Looking for a spacious, professional event center for your perfect event? Available year-round, the Frisco Conference Center in Clinton has an affordable environment open to groups of all sizes. Each room can be easily adjusted to accommodate the size of your event with a fully equipped kitchen for any catering needs, a complete audio-visual system for more technical presentations and programs. The Frisco Conference Center is perfect for large conferences, small company meetings, and family gatherings. Whether it's corporate or a social event, the Frisco Conference Center in Clinton makes an elegant impression on their guests. Call 580-323-7874. Or find them on Facebook.
Paragon Communications weather.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma, Eastern Texas Panhandle, Aaron Kalkin Studio. Taking a look at your forecast for this afternoon. We got a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy, high near 82. Light northeast breeze at 5 to 10. Tonight, the chance of rain goes down to 20%. It'll stay cloudy, low around 67. Then for your Saturday, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 84.
Paragon Communications weather.
Number one on my preset buttons in my car.
They always give away cool stuff.